Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
Throwback Thursday, Marcus Houston, all because of you. 8:52. Good morning, everybody. It's the Bill and Jessica Show.
What's up? Good morning. It's going to be partly cloudy today. The sun will come out in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-80s.
All right, so we got an email in, and this is all about customer service.
Oh.
It says, Bill and Jess, customer service is at an all-time low in this country. I dealt with two complete idiots at two different stores over the weekend.
Oh, my.
Let me just say these morons do not belong in a position where they have to deal with American people and the public. The first guy was working at a pool store that I went to. I had a plastic bottle containing a sample of my pool water. The guy didn't say, good afternoon, how can I help you today? Nope. He simply looked at me, no smile, and said, need your water tested?
He went straight to the point.
I was really hesitant to even let this kid test my water. I don't think he had a clue of what he was doing. Cold fish, no personality, no communication skills. Anyway, as I'm checking out, paying for needed chemicals, I said, thank you. In which he said, no problem. Mm-hmm. Really? No problem? Who has a problem here?
Oh.
Well, then I went to Dunkin' Donuts yesterday. By the way, I shouldn't have said Dunkin' Donuts. We love Dunkin' Donuts, just FYI. This is just an example.
I've never had an issue at Dunkin' with customer service.
Well, he said, good morning to the guy working behind the counter. Mm-hmm. And the guy looked at him and said, what can I get you?
Okay, all right. Went straight to the point again, all right. Not a lot of small talk.
No, good morning, how can I help you? Then when I gave him the order, I said, thank you. And he said, no worries.
Mm-hmm. No worries.
WTF. No worries.
Oh, he had a problem with that.
I don't know which one is worse. No problem or no worries. I'll tell you, bad customer service triggers people.
Oh, my gosh.
Am I tripping here? Please help.
Oh, man. I mean.
No, I don't think you're tripping. I do think that there is a lack of customer service in 2025. I do think that people need the more kind skills in 2025. And I don't think I don't think employees are trained right. That's the key. I don't think employees nowadays are trained right in not only customer service, but these positions. I think that they just want bodies in there. And I think that when they hire people, they just throw them to the fire. And we're guilty of that in this industry. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but just in general. Just in general, as a person, you don't have to be trained or taught to smile, say hello.
No, you're correct. That is correct. But,
you know, a thank you.
Yeah, but you say that, but you do. Because there's a lot of people who don't do that. They didn't have home training. So they
right. So yes, I know that. So yeah. What I'm saying is just in general, it doesn't take a lot of effort, I guess.
It doesn't.
To be able to. You know,
well,
just on a basic level, a smile, just a friendly thank you or you're welcome.
It can go a long way, but people don't do it. People don't do it in 2025. And that's anywhere. I'll say this, and I've been saying it since we were on there on the cruise.
Yeah.
The employees on the cruise are phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Royal Caribbean, phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be there. At least they fake it.
Right, right, right. Yes.
They want to be there. Mm-hmm. They want you to be happy. Mm-hmm. They want you to enjoy.
Yeah, they're catering.
They have passion for serving pizza.
Right.
They have passion for cooking your dinner, mm-hmm. bringing you your meal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like,
I love that.
They must train their employees. Like, look, these people are coming on this cruise and they're spending a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to make sure they're happy.
Yeah.
Keep their drinks full. Keep bringing the drinks. Keep bringing the food. Go above and beyond to make sure you're talking to them. All the things. everything. That's just like we always laugh about Chick-fil-A. When you go to Chick-fil-A, our pleasure. Well, guess what? You'll never find an upset employee at Chick-fil-A. Yeah. And then as you're sitting, when you're eating inside of Chick-fil-A, they'll come to you and ask you if you need, hey, you need some napkins?
Yeah, oh,
you
so need- kind.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
That's the word, kind.
They really are.
You know? But then you go other places and, you know, it's like.
And that type of stuff happens.
I don't know what to tell you. What can I get you? But no, I don't think the guy's tripping. I don't know about the pool. The pool place that he was talking about.
Need your water tested?
Like right away. Sometimes I think, you know, the guy, like he said good morning and the guy didn't say good morning, how can I help you today? He looked at me and said, need your water tested. I mean, I don't know. The guy could have said, hey, how you doing?
Right.
Or hey, good morning.
Right. Make some type of small talk or communication before you get to what you're doing. But
what do you guys think? Know.
Try not to let that type of stuff bother you, though, too.
714, Chick-fil-A has good customer service. Yeah, they do.
They do.
They do. Is customer service lacking these days? 302-858-5117. And, Jess, you say it's kind of like lack of home training.
Well, I mean, just in general. You just, you know, are you a good person or not?
Yeah.
Do you normally say hello or good morning or thank you, you're welcome? Or is it always just, yeah, no problem?
864, sometimes we do need bodies, just to throw bodies in there. But it's common sense to be polite, smile, and whatnot. These things shouldn't have to be taught. I know, but they do. Yes, but they do.
Good morning, Power 101.7.
You're live on the air.
How y'all doing?
Ernie!
Well, the key is customer service is kill them with kindness and they buy more. That's the key.
Kill them with kindness. I like that.
Kindness.
Yeah, like they come in there and say they want three of whatever and you say, well, Case has six of them. Why don't you just get all six and you're going to need them down the road? And people think like, oh, yeah, smart idea. Let me have all six.
Oh, yeah, that guy's trying to help us out.
Yeah, you sold three more than what you should have sold. Even like though.
Upsell?
Yeah.
Yeah, but to be rude to them, a lot of times they turn around and walk away like I would.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, what do you want? Nothing now, bye.
Now,
well, nothing now.
Now, Ernie, do you find, like, when you go into, like, you know, fast food places or, you know, like, anywhere, like a retail store or, you know, I mean, I know you travel around a lot for work and do deliveries and stuff. The people, you know, behind the counter, is in 2025, is there less, like, kindness?
Yes, the older people treat you with kindness, but the younger kids nowadays, they don't want to be there, but they have to be there, and they just, they don't care less.
They're going through the motions.
You know, they know how to treat people.
Yeah.
All right. On the phone or something.
Well, I know you know how to treat people, Ernie.
I try.
You kill them with kindness.
I kill them with something. It's not kindness.
All right, Ernie. Thanks for checking in, buddy.
Talk to you later.
There he goes. 756, I get it. I can't stand when someone who is serving you at a restaurant or taking care of you at a store says, of course, after I say thank you. What do you mean, of course? So I get the annoying, no worries, no problem. You're right. It's not a problem. It's your gig. I agree. It's the training. The times of today with kids coming up. And those cruise folks are getting trained and paid. That's how it should be. I mean,
I don't mind the of course.
I don't mind the of course either because you're saying thank you. And they're like, oh, of course. Meaning to me, the way I take it is, of course, I'm always here for you.
Yeah.
Like, of course, I'm going to help you. Yeah. The no problem or no worries. No worries is annoying to me, but just because I have a funny thing.
Oh. No. See, I don't really. I just think that people use that to kind of like break the ice.
Yes, they do.
Like end the conversation.
Yeah. Oh, no worries. No worries.
Yeah, I don't really take that.
Yeah. But the big picture is, I think the people, you know,
just in general,
need more, you know, kindness training.
Yeah.
So, but no, you're not tripping, bro. I got you.